A police detective who investigated the John Hartman murder case took the stand at the Fairbanks 4 exoneration hearing. Retired officer Aaron Ring defended how police identified and gathered evidence that led to the charging and conviction of George Freese, Kevin Pease, Marvin Roberts, and Eugene Vent for the deadly beating of Hartman on a downtown street in the early morning hours of October 11, 1997. KUAC's Dan Bross reports.
Detective Aaron Ring was a central player in identifying the Fairbanks Four as suspects within a day of the Hartman attack. Ring pointed to questioning of Eugene Vent in an early admission by the teen.
I was talking about the assault at 9th and Barnett, and that this person had been in a fight and was injured, and I wanted to know what the person had been hit with. And he said all they had was their feet, and I hadn't mentioned kicking or anything.
Ring defended interview and interrogation techniques like providing the suspects information, including fake evidence.
Sometimes you have to give them information to get information back. I think Eugene Vent called it a negotiation in our first interview.
That's drawn criticism for possibly coaxing false confessions from Vent and George Freese, who had been drinking heavily and complained of blackouts. Under cross-examination, Fairbanks 4 attorney Jonna Lindemuth pressed him on the issue.
Isn't it your experience that you get less reliable information from somebody who's drunk?
That depends. Sometimes someone who's lying to you and they're completely sober is a better liar.
State attorney Allie Rahoy asked Ring how he leveraged Freese to confess.
I told him I had information. I was going to go find Marvin Roberts, that maybe he had been driving them around that night. And I was going to go talk to Marvin. He had a car that matched a description.
Okay. And did that prompt Mr. Freese to volunteer anything?
The very next words out of his mouth.
And what were those, do you recall?
I just kicked him a couple of times.
Rahoy also asked Ring about how officers drew incriminating information from Kevin Pease by picking up a pair of shoes at his house.
Lieutenant Ray Miller said you should check those.
And what was Mr. Pease's reaction?
Those shoes don't have blood on them.
So what was your reaction to that statement?
Why would he make that statement?
The state is expected to finish calling its witnesses in the Fairbanks 4 hearing this week. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.